Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. The Fitzroy River in Rockhampton has passed initial testing to host Olympic and Paralympic rowing in 2032. The river was announced as an Olympic venue in March, but was met with concerns that the river did not have a flow consistent with world rowing rules. The CQ32 Rowing Legacy Advisory Committee confirmed on Tuesday after months of testing that the river had passed initial testing by the Games Independent Infrastructure and Coordination Authority. These tests, which looked at the water's flow and depth, will now be used to convince World Rowing that the river is suitable for the Games.
Record-breaking heat waves are moving from the outback to central and southeast Queensland coasts. The Bureau of Meteorology warns that, quote, extreme heat wave conditions, end quote, are moving across a larger part of the state. Birdsville saw temperatures soaring to 46 degrees on Tuesday afternoon, which made it the hottest October day on record. There will be above average temperatures in Brisbane over the next couple of days, with tomorrow being the first.
In national news, millions of red crabs have begun their annual migration on Christmas Island, covering the roads, homes and schools on the island. The crab population has nearly doubled in recent years and are expecting about half of the 200 million crabs to migrate to the shores and release their eggs. Locals often work from home or avoid driving during peak migration to protect the creatures and ensure their safe passage. The event has also become a major tourist attraction and drawing visitors eager to witness this wildlife phenomenon.
Regional Express Airline entered the sale and implementation deed with the US company Air T on Tuesday evening. This comes over 1 year after Rex went into voluntary administration last July after obtaining $50 million of debt to PAG. In the meantime, the government has had to loan Rex $80 million to continue services to regional communities. Federal Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development has said the announcement will, quote, maintain critical aviation links for regional communities, end quote.
In international news, Sanae Takuchi has made history as Japan's first female Prime Minister. Takuchi won with a clear majority on Tuesday as leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party and takes over at a challenging economic moment for the country. She is the fourth Prime Minister in 5 years after her predecessors were cut short by plunging ratings and scandals. Nicknamed the Iron Lady, she is known for her conservative views, causing many young women to be wary of her win's significance. Despite this, in her campaign, Takuchi proposed expanded hospital services for women's health and for household workers to receive more recognition.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and is set to clear throughout the morning with sunny conditions this afternoon. It's currently 27 degrees with a expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.